Welcome to Fact or Fiction, a periodic podcast from Spectrum AV where we investigate minor mysteries in the modern world. Each episode, we will explore possible explanations for a particular phenomenon. On this week's episode, we investigate a question related to food, if it can be classified as a food. But before we introduce the food in question, let's explain the rules. If you've ever played the game Balderdash or watched the British TV show, you'll know how this will be structured. Okay, so each of our four contributors will provide a possible explanation for the curly fry production process. Only one explanation is factual. Play along as you listen to our witty, insightful, and deceptive banter. But before we begin our game, fact or fiction, I'd like to introduce today's contributors. Or let's have them introduce themselves.
I'm Nathan.
I am Elise.
I'm Asher.
I'm Faye.
And there we go. So welcome to all of you. Thanks for coming. And are you ready to play?
Yes. 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 Hey. Let's get this going.
Perhaps you have wondered this to yourself. How are curly fries made? Well.
Okay, I go first.
All right, let's go ahead.
All right. Well, my explanation is related to bioengineering. Recent developments in biotechnology have revolutionized the development of what we now consider curly fries. Genetic engineering has enabled scientists to splice three genes from an unlikely source, morning glory plants, into a specialized form of potato. The resulting plant, trademarked as more fries, are grown in large dedicated greenhouse facilities. The plants are rooted at one end of the building and grown laterally, twisting, or as we should say, curling, around long cables. By the time they reach the end of the building, they are cut, spiced, packaged, and frozen, ready for shipping.
Oh my gosh, that sounds quite plausible, but I'm sure there's another explanation. In fact, we have three more. Who's next?
I am.
Asher, okay.
It actually comes down to the coating, you see. Everyone just adores and loves the spicy fry coating. Idaho potatoes are ideal for this procedure because their molecules are the most pliable. Potatoes are mechanically washed and peeled. They are sliced using the same machines as regular fries. And now, here is where the process differs.
Oh.
When ready, the fries are immersed in a thick liquid coating. As they dry, binding agents within the coating pull the potato molecules together, pulling tight on the outside layer. With this outside pressure, the fry compresses into its signature spiral shape.
Wow. That is quite something, Asher. Maybe something that NASA could use. We have another amazing possibility, and Nathan is going to share your explanation. What is that?
Well, it comes down to kitchen gadgets, really. Potatoes are simply fed into a spiralizer device, which then twists the potato into its desired shape. Large potatoes are usually chosen for this option. You know, the more the better, after all. They are then deep fried in oil, sprinkled with flour and seasoning, flash frozen to retain their shape and color, and shipped to grocery stores and restaurants across the country. Personally, I like to season them myself and buy the plain ones, since I've heard the seasoned ones are actually just thrown away seasonings from the floor of the potato chip division of the same factories.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Ew.
Hey, yo.
All right, and we have one more explanation. This could be the right one. It could be the fiction.
Well, that'd be mine. I have an impressive explanation, really, pardon the pun. It's a multi-stage process. Select potatoes, starchy potatoes work the best. Select potatoes are heated and mashed in large quantities. The resulting potato pulp is pumped into a machine, much like the ones that make pasta, with a shape cutter that resembles rotini or fusilli. They are dropped into vats of hot oil for 5 minutes, and next they are removed onto a conveyor belt, cooled and flash frozen. They remain in this state before you or I reheat them at home or enjoy them when dining out.
Wow, there you have it. Four possible explanations, and only one is correct. What do you think? Is it genetic technology, a thick coating, a spiralizer, or a mold? Use the poll on Spotify to submit your guess of which one is fact. Or you can email us at spectrumbreakout@gmail.com. Well, thank you for listening to Fact or Fiction. This episode was produced by Jeff Markey. Our technical director is Renee Schwartz. This episode was written by Alan Clark. Our AV participants today were...
Nathan Sperling.
Ashley Felsdale.
Faye Hun.
And Elise Adsett.
And I'm Renee Schwartz. Thanks for listening.